So every Friday night, my family and I have a ritual now where I go get two Papa John's pizzas and we watch Star Trek. And I think I've nailed the perfect two topping pizzas because every time we do it, I think those pizzas last 2 days. Maybe. It is pepperoni and banana peppers on one, and mushroom and black olives on the other. And then, of course, I get an order of knots because those garlic knots are fucking great.
Gotta have the knots.
Gotta have knots, dude. Have you guys nailed the perfect toppings? Like, what's your like go to toppings on pizza?
I can nail this pretty quickly. My go to too is pepperoni mushroom.
Yep.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
solid. Yep.
Concur.
Yeah. Now, John, I know that you are weird and you don't like black olives, but...
I don't like olives on pizza. And it's weird because I love things that are salty and browny, but I've never been able to do olives for some reason. Couldn't tell you why.
Olives in general, just olives on pizza?
Olives in general. I've never liked them.
It's like... John seems like the guy that would...
And I like everything, but right. For some reason, it's just I've never been a big olive guy.
Yeah. Same here, actually. I don't hate olives, but I personally never really want them.
You know what it is for me? They taste like soap.
That might be a genetic thing, because you know people
the olive soap gene.
Yeah, like the people with that can't taste cilantro because they taste like the soap instead. Maybe you have that for olives.
It's entirely possible.
Dang.
I think that's my that's what I'm saying. It is. I'm not. You don't look it up, but that's what I'm saying.
It has to be genetic. There's no other explanation.
Scientific fact, it is that. I did my own research.
I don't think you're weird, John. So many people don't like olives. I like olives, but a lot of people don't like olives.
It's not that we think it's weird that John doesn't like olives because people don't like olives. We think it's weird that John doesn't like olives because John is John.
Right. It's John really who John is in himself that's why it's strange. Mm-hmm. John's clearly not weird. It's the fact that John doesn't like olives that's weird. But
yeah, I like me some good ham, you know, coupled with some pineapple.
Hey, dude! People try to yuck people's yums with that one. I love it,
dude. That's people awesome. Talk shit. I like a good pineapple on pizza every once in a while.
The sweetness of the pineapple juice, you know, cuts through the fat.
It's great. There's some purists out there, and I'm just like, listen, Italy wasn't right about everything. Okay, I think we could agree that they were wrong about some things.
Also, Italy didn't even get tomatoes until like so much later.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. There's purists out there that think that like a pizza needs to be like these like three things, and everything else is like not it. And I'm like, no, you can do whatever you want, dude. You can do whatever you want.
There's definitely space in the pizza liking spectrum for those kinds of people, and it is far away from American pizza.
No, yes. Jake and Tim, Italy got two things right, and that's pizza and what they did during World War II.
That's the thing I always point out. I'm like, yeah, who was on the bad guys in that war? Well, that's crazy. Have you guys tried capers on pizza?
I have, and funny enough, I love capers.
See, that made Kelly
pretty similar to olives.
I know, it's weird, man. I know.
Huh. But dude, capers on pizza. I think when I was working at Safeway for a while, they had those like artisan pizzas, and one of them had capers on it, and I was like, oh, I've tried capers before. One of the best I've ever had. The caper taste, that like pungent flavor, just mixed so well with like the other stuff on it. We also put like artichoke hearts on there. We really really do our pizzas up at home, but man, I feel like capers was the one thing that like after I tried it, I was like, oh, this should be on every pizza. Actually,
yeah, I'm not eating them with a spoon or anything, but a couple on a pizza every once in a while, or a couple in like there was a pasta dish Mary got from a place in Annapolis, and that shit was delicious.
Yeah, well, that's also why capers come in a small jar, because anything more than that would overload anything.
They're powerful.
Yes.
Pizza I've been really into lately is sliced green apples and water chestnuts.
So,
ooh.
almost.
How yeah, it's like a little sweetness, but it's like that the double crispy with the uh-huh. tomatoes and the cheese. I don't know. Works. It just works. Trust me.
I'm willing to try it. Yeah, I'm willing to try it. Yeah.
Now you're making me think of what was the pizza Rebecca made? Is it with figs? The fig pizza.
Oh, you guys really aren't gonna call me out. Of course, I didn't have green apple and water chestnut fucking pizza.
I was skeptical, but I was gonna let it ride.
I was like, I'll try it.
You didn't make me feel bad for not liking olives, so I didn't want to make you feel like a piece of shit.
Water chestnuts, I think, are one of the few foods I hate. I hate water chestnuts. They're disgusting.
Why? They're
what?
Great.
What?
I hate water chestnuts.
I don't know if I've ever like.
I don't know if I've ever eaten a water chestnut.
I was going to say,
they suck.
I might have had one in a salad, maybe? Or in a stir fry, maybe?
Stir fries and salads, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've definitely seen these in a stir fry.
So what's your actual pizza of choice? Since you feel like filling us with lies.
No. That's his choice. He made it.
onions and mushrooms. Onions and mushrooms, my favorite.
Oh, onion's good.
Onion's always
Mary doesn't like onion on pizza, so we don't get it very often. But yeah, that'd be one of my go-tos.
Yeah, I love onion. I love onion and mushroom. I love Italian sauce. Meatball. Places that do meatball on their pizza is always great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fuck even is a water chestnut? I'm
looking up.
chestnut made of water, obviously.
My mind is blown, but John... The reason why olives taste like soap to you is because a lot of commercially produced olives are processed with lye.
Damn.
Which is they, soap.
Well, yeah, they also have to be because they're poisonous otherwise.
Yeah, they get debittered.
I swear we've had this conversation before.
Have we? About olives specifically?
No, about lye. I don't remember what it was about, but I remember that.
It was something else that we found out it wasn't true. Like, oh, it uses... Lime, like no way.
But
like,
wait, this is though.
No, they have to treat olives with lye to make them edible.
Well, they don't have to. Okay, it just reduces the curing time to 7 days instead of months. So I guess if you got some really nice, really really nice olives that weren't processed with lye, you'd probably like them.
Yeah, maybe.
There's traditionally cured versions.
I need those artisan olives.
Hop on down to the Wegmans down the street from me. I'll pick you up some artisanal olives. I know for a fact those are naturally cured.
Yeah, there is an Italian market in Annapolis that I'm certain carries.
Oh yeah,
the proper olives.
Hey, what is it called, Grawls or something?
Well, Grawls is a grocery store in Annapolis, but no, there's an Italian market in the area, and they would definitely have the the properly prepared olives. So maybe we just gotta find the right olive for you.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what I've been really hankering for? Someone for some pizza, some fucking Will-O-Wisp pizza. Let's go.
Oh, segue.
Would a Will-O-Wisp taste good on a pizza?
Would
it taste like anything?
It has probably sadness.
It has a. Let's pull up the picture and here the show to players. So it's a floating skull.
That's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy meatball if I've ever seen one. endless spicy meatballs here on the Dragon Plus Squad podcast. You know what else looks like a meatball? Our dice, which are brought to you today by
Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure.
Black Oak Workshop. So we discovered last time that this Solskjelm, in particular, is really good at hiding here in the mist. And Kelly landed a solid blow on this thing after it tried to hit him, and it hit him with something. Luckily, he succeeded on the will save, but Sir Thorin felt something very, very powerful after that hit. And after shaking it off, the Solskjelm all of a sudden called two more Will-O-Wisps into the field. So you're getting the feeling that he controls an unlimited soul bank here, and he's just calling these things to come to aid him. So these Will-O-Wisps come floating down, and they are going to take their turns. So the one that came in through the back, it is going to go directly after Nolly. Boy, that light is really really bright.
Sheesh.
Well, I can't stare at it.
The token in Foundry has light on it, just because that's just how they programmed it, and it blinds every other token. Like you can't see who is what token anymore. So it is going to come after you, Nolly, with a natural one.
Yay!
I'll take that.
Starting off great.
Who's a name?
Awesome.
Named Will-O-Wisp.
Type of attack would this be?
So
natural?
Let's see what natural is. Okay, if natural doesn't make sense, we'll do magic.
Okay.
We'll say this Will-O-Wisp is carrying a giant axe.
It's tracking it in its teeth.
it's like in the animations where they give Navi a sword from Legend of Zelda.
Caught your attack. This attack grants and triggers a trip or shove as a reaction by your enemy.
Oh, great! It's a ghost.
I could shove.
I was gonna say you want to shove.
Yeah, I'll shove. Why not?
Yeah.
Give him a shove.
It has a very low fortitude, so you might be able to do this.
Yeah. What's fun is the dice that I'm using tonight. For the D20, it's not a Black Oak Workshop, you know. it's a limited run. What is it? My brand is Greenleaf Geek. Limited run Greenleaf Geek, you can see it's like red and has like kind of clear. Uh-huh. But if you put a black light on it, there's a skull inside.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, I rolled terrible, but you said I had a bad fortitude DC, so 26.
26. That is enough.
Hey, so let's go.
Shove back 5 feet. So it goes up and whoom, and you manage to.
Nolly just winds up and whacks it with the hoe.
I mean, so if it's goes, a ghost, you just exhale and blow it away. Like.
So 5 feet back, and then then it goes invisible.
Right.
Wow. Coward.
I love that it does that.
It's very fun.
I don't know, Tim. I don't think I believe you.
The next one here is going to go up to Laria.
How dare you?
So, striking out with... So it says shock. It's electricity and magical. So that's why I was like, magic might work if the ranged one or natural didn't work, but whatever. 34 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. 16 points of electricity damage.
Ow.
And then it will go dark. Wow. So they are. So the light goes out. Can you still see the tokens? Or do I need to hide?
Yeah.
We can, but we can pretend.
Well, I will hide them, I guess, so that way they are actually visible. Because I think the go dark thing on Foundry, I think it just turns off the light. So, but yeah, they do actually go invisible there. So, you guys know where they are, as players though. So, all right, next is that guy floating off in the background. So he is going to come floating towards you. Let's see, what does he want to do? I like that. He's got pretty decent speed, so he's going to come... Actually, how far away does he need to be for this? That's a good question. Okay, so he does have to be within the regular range. Alright, so he is just going to continue floating upwards. So he...
In the sky?
Yes. So he just goes wom, 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 and he just keeps going up. So you can kind of see him. Like I said, he is obscured because of the fog, but you see him. It looks like he's like stepping. So it looks like he's like stepping in like air. So he gets about that far, and that is where he will end his turn. Laria, it is your turn.
Okay, Laria, with the Will-O-Wisp vanishing. You said the soul skelm, is that blurred or something? I can't remember what it was.
No, he's just obscured because of the distance from you right now.
But I can see him.
Actually, he was hidden to... So Sir Thorin saw him. He used the seek action to find him. But I don't know if you pointed him out. Because I think that's an action to do, right?
Yeah, but didn't he attack him?
He did attack him. Does attacking immediately remove that from everybody else? That's a great question.
Yeah, because did Kelly use the skewer ability or just a regular attack?
He just hit him.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Seems unlikely that he wouldn't point him out, but...
That's up to you. If they can't see me, can they see me?
That's true. I mean, I'll say this. You heard Sir Thorin fighting something. And okay. And Sir Thorin is within 15 feet, so if you see him swinging at something, yeah, you think, alright, maybe he sees something. Or maybe he's just stabbing the water. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it's true. He might be just being going crazy.
Maybe spearfishing over there with his lance.
Get a trout. Who knows? Oh, well, she's... Yeah, she's gonna go over, see what's going on there, so she's gonna take a move action. I feel like she... Like, as I said, depending on what's going on, like, attacking something. I'm trying to, like, she's like, oh, okay, there's obviously something there. Like, I can't think of else to do it. Like, I can always do a seek action if you want me to do it.
Well, once he's within 50 feet, you'll be able to see him. So,
oh, okay.
So,
yeah, okay, so, that's fine.
So, yeah, so once you step up, he would be within vision, and then it's just the difficult terrain of the water at that point.
Okay, so she will have to take two move actions because of all this terrible distances and all that crap.
Yep.
To get behind him.
Okay.
Flanking. And then she's going to strike out.
Okay.
Just... Cool. 33 to hit.
33, that is a hit.
The flanking. Awesome. It's 11 points of regular damage and 10 points. So 21 points of damage total.
21? All right.
Where's Jed?
Jed, you here? Okay. After that, it comes to Mia Laurie.
Well, any way I can get to where Laria is?
You saw her just run off into the fog in the west, so you know she went that way.
Hmm.
You hear them splashing around in the water.
Do I want to go support Laria right now, or do I want to cast a spell? That is the big question. And here's the other thing. Do we think Nolly or Sir Thorin wants haste?
Probably Nolly, because I have to spend actions to reload.
Hmm. Okay, I will cast Haste on Nolly.
Yes.
And I will... That's two actions, so I will use my third action to run after Laria.
Okay.
I will not be able to attack, though.
All right.
Just so we can get this straight, is she attacking this guy?
I think last time I refrained from attacking him because of... They were both concealed. I think I was focusing on the soul scum guy because I had to make a perception check either way.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. I got two tokens mixed up.
All halflings look the same. Yep.
Yeah, I will stay about yay far back until my next turn.
All right.
And that is my turn.
All right. Nolly.
All right, so it is just a perception to see the soul scum, from my understanding.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
You just gotta seek. Do a little seeky-seek.
So I will seek. Have actions to spare.
So many actions.
27.
27, and this is against his... that is a fail, actually.
Okay, so I don't see him. but I can see the denizen of Lang, so it's just a what do you call it, a 5, DC 5 to hit?
Correct, yeah.
DC 5 logic, okay. So just because I don't know exactly the state of my loading situation, one action seek, one action load, third action strike out. Let's see if I hit that DC 5 first. What? Oh, you're kidding. Now I get a nat 20 on the DC 5. What the heck? Okay, well, I hit
the DC 5.
You sure did.
Yeah. And they still actually have some... they have like a couple visions of themselves, like the blur or whatever.
They do not. They have a single mirror image on themselves.
Ooh, a single mirror image. I might be taking it out because I only got a 27 to hit.
That is enough to take the last image out.
Excellent. You can't hide behind your magic now. Denizen of Long.
You hear him laugh into the mist at you. Sir Thorin,
you can leave. Leave the Silskelm. You don't have to be party to your defeat, your demise here in this dimension.
It's all
like I would, but I just love slaving.
It's all business, little one. Sir Thorin, it's your turn.
All right, I'm gonna lay down the lance with flanking.
Oh, stab. Lay down the lance.
You lay it down.
I love it. He said it like it was his penis.
wait, Jake. Can
31 to hit. Is it hit? Yeah.
Could that be the episode title, Jake? Lay down the lance.
Lay down please. The lance.
Laying lance.
Laying lance.
Laying lance.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, that's 13 damage.
Okay.
Second attack. Big ol' fat fail.
All right.
Last action. Last action. Now, just try to hit him again. Natural one.
No! Oh boy.
Natural two, then a natural one. Ugh, fuck. Wait, what? You are confused.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Well, at least we have a soul skull in between us.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. Cool. Keep confused enough for when it comes around to your turn. All right. The soul skull is... It is his turn. He is going to... come around you, Laria, to kind of get on the other side of you to get out of flanking and all that. And then he's going to wind up that spike chain and swing out at you with it. This thing seems to be glowing. He seems to whisper into it something. So it's going to be a 40 to hit.
Oh my gosh.
God, yeah. I'm confused. I can't even use a reaction to
hit
him.
I will use try again.
Okay.
As a reaction, because it does say that it blocks gaining a +2 circumstance bonus. I just won't get the bonus effect of if he misses.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
So it makes her AC 31 now instead.
Oh, okay.
So heck yeah!
So, like, she braces, like, puts up her forearm and still takes a hit.
Okay, so just a regular hit then, for 25 slashing.
Jeez.
Dang.
Yeah, that would have been 50.
Yeah, that's clutch.
Yep. Good use of that. And I need you to make a will save.
Okay. Well, it's actually not terrible.
Thirty-one. Hold on, one second. Let me see something. Okay, that is a success.
Oh Jesus.
So he hits you with this thing, and like I said, you blink for a second, and it seems like you're not even there, but you manage to shake it off. You're like, oh, oh. Like you went into like full panic mode for a second.
What the bloody hell was that?
Spike chain.
Oh, yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, just a spike chain.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so that is his turn. Next it comes to the Will-O-Wisps. So one of them comes up to you, Nolly. The one you shoved away, obviously, is going to re-engage. So it is invisible, so you would be off guard to this.
Yep.
So it's going to be 24 to hit, which is still pretty pitiful. And
this
then
big dumb wisp head overs.
Yeah. Okay, so after that, it would become visible, and then it would use go dark again to become invisible.
Okay.
Right. Next one is going to go. Is going to go up against Laria.
Which way?
So you would already be flanked, but because it's invisible, you're already off guard anyway. So, 30 to hit.
That'll hit if I'm flanked off guard anyway. So.
Yeah. Okay. So 18 points of electricity.
Ow.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that was a solid roll for me. And then it becomes visible, and then it uses go dark again.
Wait, so it moves, attacks?
Yeah, so it moved, attacked, became visible, and then it uses go dark again.
Oh.
Which means
that's
like its whole shtick.
Yeah.
I thought it stayed invisible when it attacked.
No, it says if you use a shock attack while invisible, the arc of electricity lets any observer determine its location. So it means it's only hidden. So
you get like that 50% mischance,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is why I say you know where it is, because you know where you got hit from. It's just that it's still hidden to you. Next it comes to the Denizen of Lang. Denizen of Lang comes floating over to you, Nolly. So he gets, 10 feet away, but, up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then he is going to cast a spell on you. I need you to make a will save.
Oh, great. The way this dice has been rolling, I'm going to do fine. Okay. Not bad. 34.
34. That is a success. You look up at him, and his eyes glow, and you see the ruby in his hand glow, vroom, 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 and he points down at you. And you try to shake it off, but you're just like, ah, 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 as phantom pain racks your entire body. So, with success, it means that you take full initial damage, but no persistent damage.
Great.
So, full initial damage, so 24 mental damage.
Dang, okay.
Good thing you succeeded at that, because otherwise it would continue for how many minutes?
Until the end of your natural life.
For 1 minute it would go, yeah. So, yeah.
Gosh. Ollie's just gritting through the pain.
Yep.
These guys kind of suck.
Yeah. So that was that. Make sure to take that spell out. Or use of that spell, I should say. Alright. It comes back to Laria.
Okay. Laria is going to shout back to Mialari to basically go. She's going to delay, but she wants Mialari to move around, so we'll be in flanking, basically.
Yeah.
So she'll delay, because Mialari goes right after her. So.
Okay, all right, so I'll just flip-flop you.
So come on, get in possession!
All right, Mialari, it's your turn.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, I'm gonna do it.
As if. It still goes.
I'm doing it because I want to, not because you told me.
Yes, exactly.
It was my idea, I'm just doing it, and you thought of it after me.
Freaking bitch. Okay. So one move. I am going to use True Strike. and then I'm going to attack.
Okay.
So move, true strike, attack.
I swear to God, if you get like a natural 20 with one of these rolls, just defeat Kezra like that. All those times.
Well, I need to remember what my roll to hit is. Tim, 18 plus 19.
37.
37, that's a hit.
Alright.
Hey, yeah.
With, I get sneak attack?
Yep.
Yes, you will get sneak attack, yep.
And remember, they're D8s.
I don't think I get D8s.
No.
You will because of the T from earlier.
Yeah. Remember, I gave you that T that makes your D6s into D8s.
Makes your D's way bigger.
First damage is what? So, what is it, 3d8?
It should just be 2d8 for the sneak attack.
Okay. So that overall is going to be 25 points of damage.
25 points of damage. Okay.
Solid.
All right.
That's my turn.
That's it. Laria.
And, yeah.
All right. Perfect. So she's going to then give him the old 1-2 punch. So let's see here. Now with flanking. Ooh, good shit. Let's see. That is a 19 on the die as well.
Okay.
So that's a plus 20. So it'd be a 39 to hit.
Ooh.
And flanking.
With flanking turns it into a crit.
Fuck.
Hell yeah. That's what we like to see.
So that's amazing. There we go. So the crit damage. Oh god, ooh, that's 30 just with the regular punch.
Oh god, okay.
So the crit damage is, let's see, 2d8. Oh, 16. So 46 points of damage total.
Okay.
Damn.
Plus, debilitating strike.
Yes.
So right where it hurts. I'm thinking making him
whatever he can't cast spells with, for fuck's sake.
Well, that'll be stupefied.
Yeah.
But should I make him blinded as well?
Can't hit what he can't see.
Because blinded, clumsy, confused, dazzled, deafened, enfeebled, frightened, sickened, stunned, or stupefied. I don't know. Do you think blinded? I mean, make it.
You want to blind him?
Yeah, yeah. She will, you know, do the same thing she did before. Just hit him like right in the head in one spot and blind him. So that means, I mean, better rolls for everyone at this point.
Yeah.
That was her first hit.
Yep.
So she's
incredible.
I mean, rogues are fun.
Yep.
So plus five. Oh shit! 34 to hit. That was
good. Yeah, that's still a hit.
Beautiful. Damage 11 plus 22 points of damage.
Okay.
And one more swing for the fences. That's a miss.
Okay. Nolly, it is your turn.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I do have to wonder, now that he's been like knocked upside his head, is he really sneaking around anymore? Is he just like the five for concealed now?
It would just be the regular five for the conceal.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because he has to like do that at every turn to keep sneaking, I think.
So that's why it's just that now. So
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to launch. Load first. You have to load first. So load and launch.
Launch a load. It's fine.
Well, yeah. Oh, of course, no. 9017. Wonderful. Well, I hit the DC 5.
Yeah, you got the DC 5, buddy.
Got it. Ugh. I don't know. Hopefully. I don't know. I don't think so. 27.
It's a miss.
Okay. Man. Okay, so another strike. You know, load and stuff. Great. 13 on the die. Wonderful.
I'm really not regretting that haste I put on you.
Well, yeah, I have more chances to fail. I miss again. Okay,
all right. Over.
More chances to get a natural 20.
Right.
It's all the same chances. It's all the same.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the same. I just have more opportunities, and I wasted them all.
And you wasted them all. Over. Sir Thor, it is your confused turn.
Real quick, are you able to kick me from Foundry? I like lost connection, and oh wait, no, I can get back in now. It wasn't letting me. Just randomly.
You were so confused, I kicked you out.
I know.
It's weird that I checked it like a second ago and it wasn't letting me in. It finally caught up. All right. So now I can see. Well, hopefully I can see soon. am I still within reach of anybody?
No.
With my lance.
No.
Yes.
You are
lance.
Well, you are with. No, he wouldn't be within reach of Laria because it would be 5 and then 10 feet. And so I don't think they... Oh,
it's 15 diagonal.
You also technically know that the Will-O-Wisp is there. It's just hidden to you as well.
Well, I mean, if it's invisible, I'm not going to attack it confused.
Well, that's also true.
So it's up to you who I attack. I have to spend all of my actions attacking or casting spells, which I can't cast spells.
Gotcha.
And you're allowed to tell me where I move.
Okay. I will make it. Sorry, I was looking at the Will-O-Wisp because it says because it attacked Laria, it's hidden. But I think that while you're hidden from a creature, the creature knows the space you're in but can't tell precisely where you are.
Interesting. So there is an argument to be
made. Is it visible or not?
It's hidden right now.
It's not invisible.
Yeah, it's visible, but because it attacked, that lets... While invisible, the arc of electricity lets any observer determine its location, making the Will-O-Wisp only hidden to all observers until it moves.
Okay, so, well, that's the most threatening thing to me then, right?
And I guess that would be the closest, so...
Attack that ghost.
Yeah, so, yeah, go attack the Will-O-Wisp.
5 on the dot for the DC 5.
Okay.
So, isn't it DC?
Oh no, it's a DC 11 because it's invisible.
Oh, it's DC 11, yeah.
Okay, then a mess.
Okay.
Next action. Made it that time. Missed the attack. Well, I have a pretty high attack. 28.
28 is a miss, unfortunately.
Okay.
Dang. Damn.
Alright. Made it again. Missed again.
Okay.
So I'm just just swinging my lance away into the darkness.
Where is it?
Alright. It comes to the Soul Skelm's turn. The Soul Skelm is going to disappear.
What?
Lame.
Anyone have any opportunity attacks?
Nope. They do not.
Confused Sir Thor and raise his hand.
I do.
Kind of shocked that I don't have opportunity attacked.
And you hear it running off to the north through all the water.
Oh, so just booking it.
So you hear it.
No, I can't see.
And it just goes whomp.
Wait, so it went invisible and it's running while blind?
Yes.
Isn't there a roll for
that? You move at half speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you're in difficult terrain. Do you move quarter speed then?
I guess you would.
It's greater difficult terrain?
Yeah, so I guess quarter speed then, huh? Okay. Alright,
all the spells I have, I couldn't get to see invisibility.
Nope. You can ask the writers at Paizo for that one.
I'll be writing a very strongly worded message.
I got to play an NPC, and it didn't have the spell I wanted, so...
It's freaking off. Stupid.
Alright. Will-O-Wisp that is on Nolly. It's going to attack you.
Yeah.
Does a 36 hit?
Yes.
14 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
Right. Becomes hidden, and then I guess it... Can he use good... I guess he uses Go Dark to do it again? To, like, just go invisible entirely? Yeah, because, yeah, it would become... Well, it would become hidden. Yeah, the combo on this thing is weird, because it just makes it hidden.
Yeah.
So... I guess it'll just attack you twice because it's just hidden right now.
Yeah.
If it were to be, yeah. So let's see. Awful roll. Very, very bad. Not natural one. Yeah. Don't worry. Then it'll use Go Dark. Will-O-Wisp down at the bottom. So this is the one that was attacking Laria. Gonna shock you again, Laria. 30 to hit.
She's going to activate Try Again, which will make it her AC of 31.
Okay.
And then gain that retaliates with a strike. Because he would miss.
Oh, yeah.
So she's just like, oh no, not that again. And just punches a ghost. I mean...
Go on, get.
38.
38. That's a hit.
Okay. 10 points of damage.
Alright.
Swirls around and punches a ghost.
Punches a ghost.
Okay. Then it is gonna attack again. Zip, 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 zip. 23, which is definitely a miss. And then it will go dark.
Well...
Right. The guy floating up in the air. He is going to...
Run away.
No. He is instead going to reach out his hand and over yonder where Laria is.
Oh, really?
He just saw you guys wallop on the soul skeleton. So, in a 10-foot burst, so it'll pretty much just get the two of you, me, Alari, and Laria, I need you all to make will saves.
Nice.
As a hypnotic pattern comes floating over you.
Oh. Will save. Eesh. Do I want to use a hero point on that one? Yeah, she's gonna use a hero point.
Okay.
On that
I got eight.
That was a natural 4.
Ah,
23.
Yeah.
So I don't trust this thing. So roll again. 31.
31. Okay, so a success.
I got a 33.
And a success. So you guys are unaffected.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
I will place a 10-foot burst so that way you guys know at least where it is.
Like, is it still active or something? Or
yeah, it's still active. So it's well, it says sustained for up to a minute, so it's here. But if you guys get out of it, you assume he's just going to drop that thing. That is that, and then he will move a little bit. He'll move about there. He's about 20 feet in the air. So he moves a little bit to the west. Mialari, it is your turn.
Not entirely sure what to do here. Is there... What cures confusion?
Damage.
With just a heal spell? Damage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll run over to Sir Thorn and give him one upside the head.
Heck yeah.
Wow. Step out of it.
All right.
Smack. All right. I will roll a DC 11 to see if I snap out of it. Oh, I have to take I have to take damage, so you have to actually injure me.
Yeah, so actually roll to attack.
Okay.
He is defending himself.
I'm definitely defending myself.
I'm just kind of shocked that, God, that is a hell of a natural one crit fail.
Yeah.
I mean, hold on. Am I rolling with my rapier? I mean...
Yeah. Basically just use that.
Alright, I'm sorry. Pretty sure I hit you here. 32.
That's exactly a hit.
There it is. You were deft enough to get him, you know, to nick him, right?
Yep. Just give him a little poke.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have worked on Benson, I'm just saying.
Benson is a higher level than Sir Thorns.
So. I don't have a shield. Alright, I'll roll my flat check.
Wait, you don't have a shield?
No, I have a two-headed lance. Alright, natural 18.
I don't think it's very optimal.
The confusion, so I snap out of it.
You snap out
yes!
of it.
Yes!
My turn was worth it.
Goodness. Good use of a turn.
Let me see if there's any single action spells I have. I will cast shield on myself.
There you go. That's not bad at all.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. Laria, it is your turn.
Okay. She would like to
Oh, shit. Sorry. I have to do damage to you, don't I?
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, no sneak attack, thankfully.
I mean, does he expect it? Sounds to me like he's off guard.
Oh, he was expecting it.
10 points of piercing damage.
Jesus.
Okay.
So Laria would like to use a perception check to figure out where the hell this soul stone is.
Okay.
So, perception. I mean, splashing in the water, shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's a low ass roll. 23.
Ugh.
23. Unfortunately not. So you can there's a lot of water splashing, so you're probably just like he went that way, but where is he? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that was one action and she's gonna use one action to get out of this burst, whatever the hell this thing is. Get back on dry land, and with her final action she's gonna pull out a healing potion.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Next, we are coming to the denizen of Lang. Let's see.
Wait, how am I all the way at the...
Yeah, how did Laria go and then the denizen of Lang?
Oh, wait, yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah, how the fuck did that happen? Yeah, I was right after me, Laria. So.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
What the fuck?
Taking away Sir Thorne's turn.
This is very, very weird.
What did you do?
I don't know. Okay, so anyway, after Laria, it would be Nolly then.
Well, maybe it's my fault. I popped out the encounter tracker. Maybe I messed something up when I popped it out.
That's super weird.
Okay, it was Tim's fault. Got it.
You see how much we faithfully trusted the initiative tracker, though? We were just like, yep, that's what it says.
Sorry, buddy. So I think Nolly's going to try to do a perception check. I'm sure people are like, get the scalm. So I'm going to try to... see if I can find where the splishy splash is coming from.
Oh, you a coward.
Hey, that is a 37.
That is... Let me make sure. That is a success.
Yes! Okay, so now just say I gotta hit that DC 11.
Yes.
So, seek, load, attack. Miss.
Miss.
Did not hit the DC 11.
Okay.
So last action, I load again.
Okay.
I like the idea that we're all using magical weapons and spells, and Sir Thorne's this fully armored knight, and you're just throwing rocks at people.
Just throwing rocks.
They're very hard rocks.
I mean, I think you're probably the deadliest person here, so.
Yeah, yeah. 2d10 plus 7 plus 1d6. Like, if I could just land a hit.
Yeah. I did see a video recently on, like, how deadly slings were.
And, yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Those things are I want one now. Like, I want to use one because, like, it's such a simplistic design, and all that it is just momentum and just hitting it right. And then that's it.
Go shoot your eye out, Jake.
Well,
good news. Turns out slings are really cheap.
Yeah, you can make them. Like they have. You can just get cords, like paracord, and just make it.
Really?
Yeah. There's tutorials online. Anyway, Sir Thorin, it's your turn.
Make your own weapons.
All right. I'm just gonna move over to the Denison of Lang.
Okay. He is up in the air.
Wait, how far?
About 20 feet.
Shit.
Hmm.
Might be able to look for the skeld.
Yeah, slosh in the water with all of us.
Slosh in the water.
Because if we don't kill the skelm, we don't free the people.
Okay, I'll seek him.
And plus, you'll keep summoning a freaking will-o-wisp.
Man, another nails roll on my perception. If I could find my perception. Oh, 37.
That's a success.
Yes.
So you know approximately where he is.
Do I, like, know his square?
I was gonna say, does that... Well,
pretty sure you know the square, it's just the DC 11.
Oh, right. So it would just be the DC 11, yeah. So his square is right there.
Damn, I didn't move that far.
No.
Alright. Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Oh, man, I can get in reach of him with one move.
Wow, okay.
So I got that reach. Alright, so I run up.
He's like, you're not getting away from me.
Yep. So then he's still...
Kesra?
He's still hidden? Or is that... Because he is invisible, right?
I failed the DC 11 flat check.
Oh, okay. All right.
God, we suck.
So you guys see me stab at something. But it could just be a crazy man.
Okay.
Benson would have missed that. No, sorry.
All right. It comes to the Soul Skelm's turn. So he is invisible. And what happens is that, so Sir Thorin, you sort of know where he is. You can kind of see in the water where he's like splashing about. And then all of a sudden just whoop, there's a little like footprints in the water just disappear.
He's flying.
Okay.
Back.
That's bad.
Comes to the Will-O-Wisp's turn. Will-O-Wisp on Nolly. See if I can keep pecking you down with this thing, dude. Not with that attack. Not with that one either.
Yay!
Alright. Next one. Is going to go for... He's going to go for Sir Thorin. So he flies up right behind you. He is dark right now, but... So you are off guard to this attack. 33 to hit.
Wait, can I see this thing?
That's a good question. So it just attacked, and then it attacked twice, and then you just go dark again. So it would just be invisible. So no, you would not be able to see this thing.
Okay. Then yes, you hit.
Okay. Right. Damage of 20 electricity damage. That was a solid hit.
Okay.
And then it is just hidden now. And then a miss on the second attack. The denizen of Lang. He is going to...
He's going to sustain that spell to keep that burst going.
I know, right? It's like, you know, it's just pretty colors. He fascinated himself with it. It's crazy. Do you imagine casting a spell and then you become subject to it?
You know, that was pretty cool what I just made. Like, yeah.
that was awesome.
It's like holding the Orb of Confusion and turning it on.
Right. I think he is going to go for... Larry is right in the middle, but Nolly's over there. Nolly's also been taking some damage. I think he will go for Nolly.
Okay.
So he goes flying down to you.
Oh, like towards the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Sir Thorin, your time.
He's 5 feet up, and he sort of like comes down at you, almost like Superman style, where it's like, you know, head first. Uh-huh. And he goes to bite you.
What? Okay.
Denizens of Leng have weird ass mounts.
They got some weird shit. 31 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. So 18 points of piercing damage.
Dokie.
And I need you to make a fortitude save.
Ew.
What?
Jake, that's gross.
Why? Because you're a halfling? What's wrong?
No, because I'm going to get some weird Leng poisoning. Ugh. 18.
18.
Two on the die.
So this is called debilitating bite. So he has like a maw of fangs. You know, like the beholder, like the teeth that beholders have. That's like what he has. He just has this row of gnarled teeth. And he has to take off. He like comes down with this mask and like rips it off and then bites you in the shoulder. It's really interesting because it doesn't say. Let me make sure. It doesn't have a critical fail, which is good for
great.
You.
That's great. Yeah.
But you are clumsy one.
Ugh! Great. I already can't hit. Now I can hit less.
Now you can hit less.
I just looked up Denison of Lang just to look at their mouths, and yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, that picture here doesn't have it, but I like some of the other art they have for it. So that was fly down, bite, and that's all he's gonna do. So he's like 5 feet above you, kind of toward the side there. So he's not on the ground, but he's within reach now. Mialari.
All right, that is. I mean, do I just attack the Will-O-Wisp? Or do I go try to help out Nolly?
I'll say I'll help out Nolly. Since you're right there, you can probably try to take out the Will-O-Wisp by, you know... Because yeah, otherwise it'll take, like, two move actions for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well... Okay, I will attack the Will-O-Wisp.
Okay.
If I move down one square, is that flanking, or am I already flanking?
Yeah, you would need to move down one square.
I will move down one square. Going for an attack. Natural 20.
Wow.
Yes!
All right.
Take out that.
Oh my god, this is going to be a crit too. This is going to be a sneak attack crit too.
It's done.
This is pokey damage, right?
Yep.
Shoulder wound. Until healed, the target is clumsy 1 and enfeebled 2. Double damage.
No shoulder to be said, but I will allow it if he survives.
Okay.
So you said clumsy and what else?
Clumsy 1, enfeebled 2.
Enfeebled 2.
That's pretty... It's like for like a boss, that'd be a beefy...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Beefy crit.
Yeah.
That's 32 points of damage.
Okay, still up, actually.
Did you double the sneak attack?
I did.
Cool.
Well, wait, no, I didn't.
No.
Oh.
No, I did. Sorry. It was just not a great roll.
Oh, okay. All right.
I will make one more attack, because I can. Ugh, fucking 5 on the die. All right. Well, one good shot.
Laria.
Okay. Laria, seeing that Nolly is in trouble, is going to take a move action now that the denizen of Leng is on the ground.
You're not flying anymore now, are you?
And let's see here. Okay. Flanking. 36 to hit.
Not technically flanking because he's in the air, remember?
Is he?
Yeah, he's 5 feet up. So, like a triangle.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's fucking weird. All right, either way, 36 to hit.
Still a hit.
Okay.
Still a hit.
Right. Shoot. Only 11 points of damage, but she's punched him. Oh, and, crap, that was move, punch, and she's going to drink a potion, by the way. I forgot I had a potion in my hand.
Oh, right. Everybody remember your potions.
Yeah. Shit. I don't even know what the hell it was at this point. It was like a... I think it was one that we took from the camp.
I believe it was moderate, yeah.
It was moderate. 2d8 plus... 10?
Wow, that sounds about right.
Either way.
Alright, you drink that, though.
Ugh. Trash.
Ah.
14.
Nolly, it's your turn.
Alright, Nolly is going to take a step back. Is already loaded from the previous turn. Because I'm so close to this creature, I don't have to do the 5 to see if I can hit it. So I'm just gonna move, strike out the Nolly's Ho. For a miss, out of 27.
You know, if you could hit once. I would be happy that I used this.
It wants to just crack him.
And then I reload, and then I'm going to try again. I'm finally switching my dice. I don't know why I didn't do that sooner. And I don't even think it matters now, because this would have hit with a full attack, but with the map, it does not hit. 25.
Yep, yeah, it's a miss. All right.
That's ridiculous.
Sir Thorne.
Alright, God, I'm far away. I really don't care about this Will-O-Wisp at all.
Yeah, but you got that invisible boy there, too.
Nah, he's in the air.
True, shit.
Yeah, alright, so 5, 10, 15, 20. I can't get in range of the Denison Alang and attack.
Just kill the Will-O-Wisp.
I was going to say, there's a Will-O-Wisp, but...
I said I don't care about the Will-O-Wisp, but I'll kill it. Sure.
Yeah, that's hit.
Dang, what's it like to roll numbers that are good?
It's pretty freaking sweet.
It's really, you should try it.
15.
Okay. Still up.
Jeez. Poke it again.
29. 29. Yes, it.
Flank.
Being be able to clumsy and all that helps.
Same roll, different numbers. Another 15 damage.
That is dead.
Hey.
All right. Last action. I'll seek the Soul Skeln. See if I can get another just banger of a roll. Oh, and I do. Shit. Okay, but that's 38.
38. Your eyes narrow and your ears perk up. You are looking around here. You're trying to figure out where he went. He does not seem to be anywhere around you here.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Teleport.
Yep, could he teleport?
Or he was flying, so he could just float away.
I don't know he was flying, I just made an assumption.
He could have just flown into hiding, or he could have disappeared. Okay, well, I don't see him, so I'm not threatened by him anymore.
Okay.
But you want to bet he's in the tower.
About to just, like, drop fucking fireballs on us.
you just hear...
That's my turn.
All right. It does come to his turn, wherever he is. Will-O-Wisp's turn. So this is the one that has been harassing Nolly the whole time. Still finds you to be a little juicy snack there, Timmy.
Hmm.
I often say that about Tim.
Me too.
Well, thanks.
I also roll really well against you. 32 to hit.
Yep.
11 points of electricity.
Okay.
Second attack is another 32 to hit.
Oh my what? God.
Yeah,
Jake.
Yeah, these will-o-wisps are... I should have lived with these. They can actually do stuff. 13 electricity.
Okay.
And then he will use his go dark to go visible again. I will say, so he became visible here, like just to the north of you, and then he went invisible again. So I guess he would know where. Mechanically, you would know where he is, but I think because he went invisible, I don't think that he would actually know. Anyway. All right. Denizen of Lang's turn. It is going to reach out and touch you. Its fingertip glows. And Laria, I need you to make a fortitude save.
Reach out and touch me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. I want to bite first.
Of course.
I want to bite first, yeah. Because then maybe I can get that debilitating stuff on you. 29.
For the hell of it, just gonna do that try again thing.
Okay.
So, I will go up and I get a retributive... Not a retributive strike, but a strike. a free punch. So... tries to punch her in the face. It's just, what the hell do you think you're doing? And just punches him, like, right in the jaw. With the 35.
35, yeah, that'll hit, yeah. It turns out if somebody goes to bite you, just punching them in the mouth will really, really turn that around.
Blast draw, who knows? Yep. 10 points of damage.
Okay. So he takes that. Oh, I'll say this. At the start of his turn, he seems to feel a little bit better than last time.
Regeneration.
So he does the bite, but it does not land. So now I need you to make the fortitude save for the spell.
Uh-huh. 35.
That is a success. So you will take half of this damage. Touches you with a cold touch, ice cold. So you take 10 total damage. That is already halved.
Beautiful.
And that is his turn. And he floats gracefully to the ground now.
Ooh.
Mialari, it is your turn.
All right.
He's on the ground. Let's get him.
Yeah. His feet touch the ground. Get him.
I'm going to have to use... Fuck.
The ground is for people who don't fly.
You don't have to use fuck. You could do something else. In fact, you should do something else.
Please use something other than fuck.
I mean, I can telekinetic projectile him. This slowed movement's really fucking with me.
Yeah, if only you had haste on yourself.
I know, right?
I think tactically that would have been a really good idea.
I will use a movement to get closer.
Okay.
And then I will use telekinetic projectile.
All right.
Okay.
Picking up a rock.
Awesome stuff around.
Well, I mean, Nolly picks up rocks and throws them so well, you might as well do the same, right?
Well, exactly. I wouldn't say so well, but, you know.
She's trying, man. Okay, I will make a roll.
Okay.
5 on the die, fuck off. All right. Well, that's my turn.
Goes flying past.
See, whenever you just try to throw rocks, that's what happens. I feel you.
Mm. How did King David do it? Oh, well, he wasn't
King. I mean, he had he famously had somebody on his side.
That's true, that's true. Alright, Laria.
Okay. So Laria, at first she's going to look like she's about to punch this guy, but instead uses her, what is it called, ability? the long road service special to run over around him.
Okay. Run between his legs.
And scurries and forces a tee down Nolly's throat. You are going to get something called Resurrection Tee, which is going to give you 2d8 plus 5 hit points.
Dang!
So that's the one that's two actions that I can run and then give someone. Like,
heck yeah. Person.
So if you want to roll it, because I've been rolling garbage on heals.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because Tim's been rolling so fucking high.
I know.
Okay, well... here's a Black Oak Workshop die, because I've just been rolling my d20 and missing, and I don't have a Black Oak Workshop d20. I have their other dice.
We've literally discussed how not using Black Oak Workshop is a curse.
It curses us, yeah. And it's against the blood covenant that was made. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I signed the agreement in blood. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You roll with Black Oak. You roll good. So what was the plus? It was 2d8 plus what?
5.
So, I got a 6 and a 5 on the die. Ooh. A 16.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
And you reduce the DC of recovery checks by 1 for 8 hours. In case...
That might be useful.
Might be useful. So, at this point... Fuck. Actually, I don't know if this will work, Jake. I wanted to try and grab this guy, but the fact that I'm small... I don't think I can.
No, you can.
It's one size. Yeah, it's two sizes. Yeah.
Oh,
right. He's only medium, yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit, never mind then. So instead, she's going to do an athletics check to restrain him.
All right.
Nice.
So she's like, oh, you're not going back up in the air?
All right, so make the athletics to grab.
Oh. 18, I'll die for a 40.
Yeah. You grab him around the neck. There's a crit, so he is restrained.
It's a crit, yeah.
Yeah, he's restrained, yeah.
So this fucking little hobbit just runs up and just fucking near Rick.
I like to think you just wrap around his knees and you're like, nope, you're not going anywhere.
Except she's just like spider monkeying like on his back and just like, nope.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah.
Off guard, immobilized, can't attack, can't manipulate, they can only try to escape.
Yep. I namely did it so he couldn't try flying again, so...
Yes.
I saw a video recently of a guy that he did, like, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, like, grab on, like, a bundle of baseball bats and snapped them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was just like, holy shit. Oh my god. He just pulled them. Like, not, like, over his knee. He just, like, extended his body in the grab and pulled the baseball bats in half.
Oh, yeah. God, some of those grabs are fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was also built like fucking Brock Lesnar, so.
Yeah.
All right. He is grabbed. I believe that there's a thing for that. And, yep, there it is. Grabbed.
Well, restrained.
I was going to say, and then restrained. Oh, I think restrained will just make it grabbed anyway. Okay. You're tied up and can barely move.
Good.
Nolly, it is your turn.
Kick him!
Nolly. Nolly's gonna get a advantageous just right down south. Gonna try to actually land a hit. It couldn't be an easier hit. Couldn't be an easier hit.
Swear to God. Just hit him.
You can do it.
So load... and hit. Okay. 29.
So 29, yeah, that will be a hit.
Finally.
You see, family punchers, this is what happens when you use Black Oak Workshop.
Yeah, you barely hit.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we got that 2d10, got that 1d6. Let's go.
Oh! I just rolled 2.
Oh, damn. My god!
This is what we've been waiting for.
Oh my gosh!
Right. I'm now happy I used that haste on you.
So 32 points of damage. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 10, 20, 25, 32 points of damage.
32, okay.
Oh my gosh. And then load, reload, let's go.
Not to shoot myself in the foot, but because he's off guard,
uh-huh.
Did you include sneak attack in that?
I did not. Oh my gosh.
Don't ever say I don't give you nothing. Don't ever say I don't give you nothing.
I won't. Never again. It's another 7 points of damage.
So wow. Doubled to 14?
It wasn't a crit.
Oh, yeah, right, sorry.
It was just a...
Double it if you want.
Sorry, the damage was so high, I was like, wow, it feels like crit damage. Okay. Nope.
All right, Tim, next time Jake says, do you double it, just double it. Don't say anything.
Yeah, just say yes.
Double it, I pass it to the next.
Double it, pass it to the next.
So, second reload, second hit was a miss.
Okay, all right. You hit him right in the mouth.
I hit him once.
You see one of his teeth get knocked out?
Heck yeah.
He's got like 50 more. It's okay. Sir Thorn.
He's like a shark. They just pop in.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Just keep growing.
I can get there with two actions.
All right, a little bit closer to the denizen of Ling.
Throw it. Throw your spear.
It's a lance.
It's a lance.
Dude, that feels a great movie.
Impale area.
Oh man, this is just like Dragon Ball Z. Just throw it through him and impales Zarya. Don't worry, I'll come back stronger.
Do it! Do it!
Alright, I'm just gonna get within striking distance of him. So, okay. 10 feet away. And that's it.
You guys have this denizen of Lang cornered. But something about this whole thing feels very strange with the soul skeleton gone. And I'll see you guys next time.
Alright.
Alright.
It's getting back up
somewhere.